Now he says, in whom, and that's Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, he's going to deal with this matter of philosophy, as we have indicated. Enticing words and philosophy. The thing that is enticing so many young preachers today. In most of our seminaries, philosophy and psychology has been substituted for the Bible. And I'm amazed how little some of these boys, even with PhD degrees, who come out of seminaries, how little they know about the Bible. Now, they know all about Bultmann. They know about Kant. They know about Plato. But they don't seem to know very much about the Word of God. And that is the great problem, actually, today. Now, there was a danger that in Colossians. And I think that's what actually killed not only the church of the Colossians, but actually the one in Laodicea. That was the weakest church of the seven, you know, and in the worst spiritual condition, and yet they thought they were better off. It was a wealthy city, Laodicea was, and so was Colossae. Very wealthy place, a place of affluence. And they boasted of their wealth, they boasted of their knowledge there, and that's always a grave danger, you see. But now, if we could only learn, friends, that in whom, in Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, you're going to get all you need in Christ. Oh, if we'd only learn that. And he is the one today. The church is the mystery. And Christ is the mystery. That is, the church. And we're told here that he is the reservoir of all knowledge. In the science building where I went to college, there was a motto on the bulletin board that was there the whole time I was in college. And it made a great impression on me. I'm afraid I'll know more about it than I did about any of the sciences I studied there. And it was this little motto, next to knowing is knowing where to find out. And I love that. Next to knowing is knowing where to find out. Well, friends, I don't know everything, and I'm sure many of you have discovered that by now, but I know where to find out because I know somebody who does. Christ has been made unto us wisdom, and we need to rest in that. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in him, and how wonderful this is. Now he begins to move down into this area where he's going to deal with this subject here. First, it'll be enticing words here, beginning now with verse 4. He says, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Now, the word beguile here means to victimize you. That means oratory, our sweet talk. I heard of a theologian, he's great at using big words and also of trying to be very deep. And he is very deep. I heard this little story about him that he was speaking to a group. There's a man standing on the outside of the group, and another man walked up, and he'd been talking now 30 minutes. So this man that walked up said to the man standing there, says, what's he talking about? And the fellow says, well, he hadn't said yet. Well, to tell the truth, he never would say, and you never would know really what he's talking about. I heard of a dear lady that attends a certain church, and she says, oh, I just love to go there because the preacher uses such flowery language, and it just makes me feel so good all over. That's the danger today. A great many people love this pretense toward intellectuality among preachers and not giving the simple word of God. The idea today to try to appear to be very intellectual. And I know something about that because when I started in the ministry, you see, I had been exposed to liberalism. I went to a liberal college. And when I say liberal, I mean liberal. And that's all I knew at that time. I was not grounded in the Word at all, although I'd had a wonderful pastor, but I wasn't grounded in the Word. And I wanted to be an intellectual preacher. I thought that would be great. But thank God that was knocked out of me shortly after I even was in college, to teach and give out the Word of God. Now he says, beware of this sort of thing. They'll beguile you with enticing words, and they'll victimize you. And the number of people that follow certain individuals, they don't follow the Word of God, they follow the individual. And it's like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. He starts playing, and they start following.